You know, I came here from Honolulu, Hawaii, and I became a ward of the state when I was 11, and I've been shuffling my whole life since then. Group homes, foster homes, shelters. Like, I'm used to the bare minimum, and it's been pretty rough. Because I have a criminal history, public housing, absolutely not. You know, they see my record and they're like, oh, we got plenty of those here. In the wastebasket I go. You know, and they're all, they can't discriminate. Yeah, but nobody's looking over the person's shoulder that's looking at your application. You don't know if they're discriminating or not. Like, I applied 17 housing authorities. I got 17 denial letters back. I got lost in the system. Everybody forgot about me. Because I know how to live outside. Living in tents, sleeping on benches. That mayor's guaranteed income, like, it literally, like, changed my life. I just got housed 3 weeks ago in a Section 8 apartment, one bedroom, and I'm 44 years old, and this is all new to me. I've never been housed in my life. I'm still pinching myself every now and then, and knowing that you have $500. Well, I put $100 away in savings. I have to, because this ends too. I bought my brand new TV. It was a happy, happy moment. I haven't bought anything else in my house, actually. I'm not a dumpster diver, but let me tell you, walk up the street, I found a brand new microwave. I found my bed. I found my kitchen table, chairs, pictures. Everything in my house I have found, but I bought my freaking TV. The one thing about my apartment, I praise my landlord every time. He has the best water pressure in the world. I have never had such great water pressure. I have never wanted to take a shower so many times a day in my life. I sleep naked now because I can't. I don't have somebody sleeping on the left or the right anymore. It's awesome. It really is. And then I can stay up late. I can fall asleep with my TV on. It was great to finally cook again. Like, I haven't cooked an actual meal in 8 years, 7 years, something like that, since I've actually been able to cook a meal. Spaghetti. But I used hamburger, sausage, I used everything, peppers, onions, mushrooms, yeah. Basically, I buy, like, my toiletries, and I see something, ooh, I want that. I could buy it. Before, I had no future. My future is the way my life has been for the past 30-something years. Friggin' shelters, or the street, or a tent outside, you know, and I saw no hope and no help. Through my whole life, I learned how to live without money. Like, not a penny in my pocket. When the mayor's guaranteed income pilot came, there's my income to pay my electric or gas. You know what I mean? Or there's something that they can take 30% out of. Especially for the homeless community, because it definitely establishes something definite. Something that a landlord or a housing authority can take a percentage from. So people can get housed. I don't know. It gave me what I needed to get the hell out. It's just that sense of freedom. When you're not housed, there's too many questions that you have to ask every day. Where am I going to eat? Where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to wash my butt? Being housed, it keeps me out of the worry. Like, I'm not, like, worried about how am I going to eat today? Where am I going to sleep tomorrow? Like, who's going to allow me to come in their house tonight, you know? And it just completely, like, changed my life. My life did a whole 360. Like, even the way I think now, the way I see my own future, you know, with employment, I'm putting myself out there to be available because, like, the Hands Up program, I sign up as much as possible because, you know, for 3 weeks, I get to walk around picking up trash, meeting new people, whatever. It's like I'm being treated like an adult. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not being treated like a child. You treat them like an adult and you give them the freedom to make their own choices with it. I'm proud of me because I was given the opportunity to change things and I took it and ran with it.